It's award season again, with the Golden Globes, the Screen Actors Guild, the Oscars all coming up. There's also a brand new prize this year, but don't look for Joan Rivers on the red carpet. Our math guy, Keith Devlin, joins us now from studios at Stanford University, where he's also a professor. Keith, thanks very much for being back with us.
Nice to be with you again, Scott, and a Happy New Year to you.
And Happy New Year to you, my friend. What's this new prize Stanford's giving out?
It's the Symbol of the Year Award. It's awarded for the first time this year by Stanford's Symbolic Systems Program. And the winner is, da-da-da, the percentage sign.
I'm standing to it at the same time.
I'm sure you are.
But the percentage sign, not the at sign that's in every email message?
Here's what the rules said. It said, the symbol of the year need not be new to this year, that being 2012, but should have achieved widespread cultural importance during the year. A symbol is both used and understood to represent a concept, object, location, event, or linguistic unit. So first of all, it doesn't have to be a written symbol. It could be something like a flag or a salute or a person or the NPR logo. Anything that symbolises anything else would be a symbol. And the reason the percentage sign, which sort of seems boring in a sense, it's an old sign, the reason that was voted number one, and here was the citation, for continued protests about the 99% and the 1%, to Mitt Romney's 47% remark, to the fiscal cliff debate, the percent sign appeared throughout 2012 on banners and in headlines. Its presence was a constant reminder that income, wealth distribution and tax brackets had become the main focus of US politics. So there you are.
Are there any runners-up for whom we should feel sorry?
And of the 20 others that were submitted, the ones that came highest was that big stone thingy in Mexico, the Piedra del Sol, that was discovered, I think, in the late 1800s.
I'm sorry, did I just hear a Stanford professor say stone thingy?
I don't know how you describe it. I think that thing's about 25 tons and 12 foot in diameter. So it's a big thingy made out of stone. And that was chosen to represent the Mayan calendar. It actually isn't, as far as we know. It wasn't a calendar thing at all. CERN, the European Organisation for Nuclear Research, that's the symbol CERN, that was chosen in partly because of the pursuit of the Higgs boson last year. And the other one that scored fairly highly was the euro sign, a symbol of European currency and what used to be a functional operation.
So speaking as an Englishman, what used to be a sign, yes, exactly. Keith Devlin, our math guy here on Weekend Edition, a professor at Stanford University, speaking from their studios. Thanks so much for being with us, Keith.
Okay, my pleasure, Scott, as always.
This is NPR News.